All right, Harvard's in Cambridge. Anyway, this morning at about 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, U.S. Marines and Army forces and Iraqi soldiers began the long-awaited offensive on Fallujah. The purpose is to retake the city, now controlled by thousands of rebel fighters, dubbed Operation Phantom Fury. This new offensive is unfolding quickly. Carl Vick, the Washington Post bureau chief in Baghdad, joins us now by phone from his office there. Good to have you back on the program, Carl.
Hi, thanks.
Can you tell us what's transpired over the past couple of hours?
Well, it's gone, I guess, roughly according to plan. Marine armor and some tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles from the Army's 1st Infantry Division are moving from the north and northwest into the city, into neighborhoods where insurgents have long served elsewhere and where they've had months really build fortifications. As you know, overnight, as some Iraqi commandos took a hospital on the west side of the Euphrates and secured a couple of bridges that would have been escape routes or resupply routes, I guess, for the insurgents. So it's underway with great fanfare and attention.
At this point, what do we know about how many people are in Fallujah and who are they?
Well, Prime Minister Ayad Alawi said this afternoon that at least 200,000 people have left the city. I think that's probably right. It's a city of 300,000. At least two-thirds of the people probably are gone. I spoke with someone who was in the city yesterday, and he saw, a couple of women and an old man in his 2 days there. It's mostly young men of military age, mostly people who are there, stay there because they want to fight. Most of the population is either decamped to relatives in other cities or a lot of people have set up housing in tents and sort of self-made refugee camps around the city.
We want to apologize to our listeners for the quality of the audio circuit that we have to Baghdad. We're going to hang with it because the news is so important, so please bear with us. Carl Vick is kind enough to be with us from the Washington Post. And Carl, what can you tell us about the layout of the city? As I understand it, it is the neighborhoods to the north and northwestern parts of Fallujah that are the likely to be the most contested.
That's right. There's one in the northwest called Askari. Askari is Arabic for army. It was an officer's neighborhood that, under Saddam Hussein, he sort of like gave away houses, came to part of the job. The one a little bit to the west of it, the northwest, is called Jolan. That's where a lot of the fighting was last April as well. And there's also on the western fringe of the city, if you're approaching from Baghdad, it's the first neighborhood you sort of pass through. It's called the industrial area, and that's just what it is. It's, like body shops and car repair places, and it's where a lot of foreign fighters were sort of holding up when the residents of Fallujah were no longer sort of accepting them in their houses, because if you got people knew you had a bunch of foreign fighters under your roof even for a few hours, you often had an airstrike moments later.
The most best known of those foreign fighters is, of course, the Jordanian man Abu Musab Zarqawi, who's the al-Qaeda, who's at least styles himself as al-Qaeda's ally now in Iraq. Do we know if he is in the city or if important leadership elements of either the resistance or the foreign fighters remains in Fallujah, given the fact that this offensive has been so widely trumpeted?
Yeah, I'm told that Zarqawi is not considered to be there anymore. I think even the military has backed away from the notion that he's physically there. He seems to exist as a presence, as a phantom, as an inspirational name and figure. His top sort of commander there is an Iraqi man who is there. I have heard tonight that a senior aide of Zarqawi's was killed in the fighting in the last 24 hours, a Saudi man. But Zarqawi himself, not to be seen.
And there was also, over the past few days, a lot of information about various groups who were hoping to broker an agreement that would avoid the necessity of an offensive in Fallujah. And Islamic Clerics group over the weekend was apparently willing to make some concessions on accepting the idea of elections, which they had previously rejected. Obviously, I guess that didn't go anywhere.
No, it didn't. That group, the Association of Muslim Clerics, which represents all of Iraq's Sunni clerics, has been very much a voice of the resistance and an inspiration to it. They were sort of somewhat skeptically agreed to this offer to the Iraqi government to agree to participate in elections and endorse elections if the Americans would stay on their bases for the month preceding it. That seemed to be a non-starter. I think there was such momentum toward the military operation that didn't really get a chance to get traction. It was a little too late, probably. But it was clear from talking with the Muslim clerics that they were not expected to go very far. And today they issued another sort of stern warning to allow his government an attack on Fallujah will incite the insurgency elsewhere in Iraq.
Carl Vick, we appreciate your speaking with us this evening. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Carl Vick is Washington Post bureau chief. We spoke to him at his office in Baghdad. Stay tuned to NPR News for continuing coverage as the full-out offensive in Fallujah gets underway. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.